91X News.
It's minus 9 and lightly snowing at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. With a storm watch in effect, Environment Canada says the total snowfall amounts to 25 centimeters, likely by tomorrow morning. Strong winds are also expected to produce blowing snow, and visibility is expected to be reduced to zero at times. Snow at times also this evening, heavily mixed with freezing rain and ice pellets. There was a break-in and robbery at a home on Stanley Street early yesterday morning. Police say the robber entered through a back window and stole a video game system, iPhone, and camera. Not long after that break-in, there was a second on Russell Street. A rear window of the home was smashed. However, nobody entered the home. Police say a witness saw someone in a black hoodie running towards Pine Street. The person was described as being skinny, between 5'2" and 5'5" tall, and weighing about 130 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. A man who was charged with two counts of attempted murder is now facing a first-degree murder charge. The attack happened on New Year's Eve. Two people were seriously injured at a home near Grafton. The victims were taken by ambulance to a local hospital and then transferred to a trauma center in the Toronto area. Meanwhile, Northumberland OPP officers arrested a 61-year-old man and charged him with attempted murder. Last week, 82-year-old Dolores Byers died of her injuries from the incident. As a result, one of the charges against the suspect was changed to first-degree murder. The ongoing investigation is being run by the Northumberland Crime Unit. The accused will be in the Ontario Court of Justice in Cobourg on March 16th. In federal politics, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Vancouver in advance of climate change talks with the premiers later this week. Trudeau says there's no regional divide when it comes to what Canadians want for the economy and the environment. He says building a strong economy doesn't have to put up the environment at risk, and protecting the environment doesn't have to come at the cost of jobs and growth.
So for me, the biggest challenge we're facing is reminding Canadians and restoring their confidence in the fact that we don't have to choose between a strong, sustainable economy and a protected environment, that those two things go together.
Trudeau admits that finding middle ground when leaders have differing views is challenging. And across the universe, NASA astronaut Scott Kelly and Russian cosmopod Mikhail Kornikov will be checking out at the International Space Station tonight. By the time their space capsule lands in Kazakhstan tomorrow, the pair will have circled around the Earth more than 5,000 times. Kelly says countless people have dedicated themselves to ensuring their mission was a success.
We both recognize that this is a lot more about teamwork and all the people that it takes to put these missions together and be successful than it is about us.
Kelly has been in space for almost 340 days. The world record of 438 days was set by a Russian doctor in the 1990s. That's QNET News on 91X to 304. Now it's time for sports. Let the games begin. It may not be the real deal, but Major League Baseball games are being played today in Florida and Arizona. Today marks the start of the spring training games, while the Jays currently leading 5-3 against the Phillies. This marks the first spring training game for the Jays. With some major challenges over the course of the offseason, how do you think the Jays will fare? Can the Jays beat the high expectations that were set last season? Join Andrew Harper and Matt Murray from 6:30 to 7 p.m. tonight for live chat covering the Blue Jays. You can follow the link on www.qnet.ca and join in on the convo. In hockey news, center Connor McDavid was named the NHL's top rookie for the month of February today. McDavid led all rookies with 12 assists and 17 points over 14 games. McDavid, taken first overall by Edmonton in last year's draft, recorded at least 1 point in 10 of those contests. The native of Richmond Hill, Ontario, leads all rookies with an average of 1.07 points per game this season. He was also the top rookie for October. Locally, the Kingston Frontenacs beat the Ottawa 67s 5-2 in last night's rivalry at the K-Rock Center. The Frontenacs now have 10 points as they sit on top of the Eastern Conference with 84 points total. The second-place team, the Barrie Colts, have 74 points. The Frontenacs take the ice next on March 4th as they take on the Spirit. Send us your team or league scores. email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: snow at times, heavily mixed with ice pellets, changing to a few flurries overnight. Risk of freezing rain this evening and after midnight. Local blowing snow currently. Snow and ice pellets amount to 10 to 20 centimeters. Wind northwest, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming northeast, 30, gusting to 50 overnight. A low of minus 9. At 3:06, it's minus 9 right now, feeling like minus 17. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. QNET News is next.